Welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast that, let's be honest, has evolved a lot over the last seven seasons. Season 8 is still for creative, neurospicy, Gen X and millennial misfits who are becoming empowered, embodied and fully expressed. It's for you if the intersection of the physical and mystical is your jam. This is the show where I actively encourage you to feel your feelings rather than think them. Glow up, not grow up, and become full of yourself, because who the fuck else should you be full of? Each week I have intimate, unfiltered conversations about what it takes to be fully resourced and have happy, healthy, rich relationships as a dopamine deficient adult. I'm your host, Ebony Allard, aka Ebony Alchemy, a late diagnosed ADHD, combined type Asperger's in case you love specifics, artist, mystic, and self-actualization facilitator. I'm an international award-winning multiple brain integration technique master coach with a special interest in embodied human design for neurodivergence. I've been in the personal development, creativity and entrepreneurship spaces all of my life, and as a 5-2 emotional manifesting generator with left angle cross of distraction, I'm here to help you know what to trust and what to tune out. Each week I share what you need to know, perspective shifting wisdom and practical ways for you to feel safe, removing your camouflage for more belonging, acceptance and fulfillment. Ready? Let's go. Hey, hey. I wasn't expecting to record this episode today. I did see it coming, but I didn't see it coming so soon. And yet, here we are. I recorded my first podcast episode of Adulting with Ebony in 2016, and that is 8 years of podcasting. And it hasn't been a straight road. I have changed the name of it. I have veered off in different direction and then come back. And I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about you. I've learned a lot about what I'm here to do, be, and have in the world, and what it means to me, and what's important and what's not. I've let myself grow and shift and change. And some of the things that have grown and shifted and changed have been expected. And some of them have been quite a surprise. And when I started Adulting with Ebony way, way back all those years ago now, I didn't think I would get through one season. And I had no idea how long a season would be. And that first season is about 111 episodes, which is crazy and insane. And then went on to have much more appropriate sized seasons. And I also didn't think I would get past maybe 10 episodes. I didn't think I could do the consistency of it. And actually, the consistency of it has become something that I leant on and that supported me in so many ways. And when the business grew and shifted, and when I shifted, and then the world changed in 2019, 2020. And then 2021, when I found myself making my company insolvent and losing the friends, the support, the clients, the containers, the structures that I'd built and starting again, I at first didn't want to, or didn't know how, and didn't know if I was allowed to bring back Adulting with Ebony. And I went on a very internal journey. And that internal journey was sacrosanct, and it was around really discovering what was sacrosanct to me. And then there was this journey with priestessing alchemy. And then there was this reclamation of, like, no, that brand, that podcast was mine, and I want it back, and I'm a manager, and I want to be able to show the growth and transition. And it's been quite a journey. I think you can probably tell by my language of what's coming. When I first launched Adulting with Ebony, I was scared and excited, and I loved recording and making every single episode. Even though it felt like a lot of work, I learned a lot.
And I was always really interested in having interesting and interested people come and be my guests and have conversations that were edgy and fun. And although I just, I really desired to use it as a platform to grow my platform, I didn't pick the people with the biggest audiences, and I didn't pick people from a place of strategy. I picked people because I wanted to talk to them. And that first season, we got into the new and noteworthy, got into the top 10, and then we stayed there for 6 weeks, which is kind of unusual. And every week, the podcast grew, and every week I got reviews, and every week we got new subscribers, and it was a conversation. And I was talking, but people were also talking to me, and I loved it. And when I brought Adulting with Ebeneen back, I needed to do that, and I needed to do it for me because I had lost confidence. I'd lost confidence that I could grow a solid business. I felt like the mistakes of my past were repeating and that I, in some ways, had not grown or wasn't learning. And more recently, I know that that's not true. That I was circling into a place of individuation further and really reaching a place where I didn't need to have other people in my business and where I could not hold on but let go of what I'd built. Not needing to start again from the bottom, but actually just start again and have the same level of creativity and safety and freedom and belonging and resource and intimacy as I had had before, just on a different path. But I didn't know that then. And 22, 23, 24, the last 3 years have been, I mean, the kid outside screaming, you may or may not be able to hear, has got the idea. Like, that's how it's been on the inside. And it's been a lot. Been very, very internal in a way that I've never really been in my life before. And I kind of always thought I was. But I see now that I've been more internal, that I've been healing, that I've been growing, that I've been alchemizing, that I've been walking my talk, I've been listening. And I'm ready for something new. And I really enjoy consistency. But in some ways, right? Like it grounds me, it supports me. It's been the structures on which I've built my life. It's been really important to me. Also, I should say, in that time to understand myself better, to get the autism and the ADHD diagnosis, and to kind of have this thing of like, I need structure and I need freedom, and these are both parts of me, and they're both really important. And how do I honor both of them? Human design and taking my work with multiple brain integration further and developing the valley filter and really getting that, much like the first dress you try on in a shop that feels too simple. The valley filter was it, right? Like the first thing I made that was mine in my business in 2014 was a valley filter, and it's it. Doesn't need to be more complicated than that. I went on a journey for a really long time looking to create more complex IP. And actually, I have created incredibly brilliant, profound, complex IP. But the hardest part of all of that was the simplicity of the valley filter. And the valley filter will be my compass and will be your compass and will be the thing that allows me to shift and grow always. And it's important, and I actually have a new vision for it. And this past weekend, I was at my friend Susie Ashworth's live event, Infinite Receiving Live, and I was there because I love her community and because It's really important to me to be in community and to connect, but it has to be in places with people that I feel comfortable being in bare feet, dancing around, being unapologetically myself, and yeah, really being full of myself. And the truth is that when I went to a retreat with her at the beginning of the summer in June, I made a commitment to a new piece of work, which I have not fully honoured. And I wanted to get all the pieces in place and I wanted to survive until it was time. And what that has meant instead is I've just been really busy and I didn't decide. And I haven't stopped to really get clear on the vision. And one of the things I say inside Misfit to Maven is that if you're not clear on the vision, you need to stop and do that, right? Because otherwise, you will go somewhere, but you might not get where you want to go. You've got to know where you want to be in order to get there, right? And so this weekend, I really did the work of tuning into what do I want? And what I discovered that I want is space and potency and more. And to really claim the work that I'm here to do, the people that I'm here to work with, to take up space in my own way, to let go of the rules of how one is supposed to build a business, to let go of the rules of how or why I might want to. And I got really clear actually on what I want to build and how I want to build it and who I want to build it with and yeah, what I want to do with the things I have created and what the next 5, 6 actually years of my life look like. And I'm going to be really honest and say that for the last year and a half, the podcast has been hard. And by hard, I mean not effortlessly flowing off my fingers like so many things I touch do. But it served me. And yet again, I am not great at immediately knowing when it's time to let go. I get a little nostalgic and I want to stick with things. And yet, it's time. And I think, you know, one of the main reasons that it is time to let go of and say goodbye to adulting with Ebony is that I did it. I self-initiated people, right? I like reached that place where I am the adult now, right? Yeah, I don't need to look for anybody else's approval, opinion, validation, support. I can ask for support and I am able to receive support in a way that I never was before. But it turns out I am riding without my stabilizers now. The other day, I had a friend talking about how long they had been fasting for and their biohacking pieces that they were doing. And I was like, I don't do that. I don't measure anything anymore. And it's because I've reached the place of intuitive eating, which was my goal for like 25 years. And that's fucking incredible. It's a big deal for me. That doesn't mean I don't ever look in the mirror and think, ugh, because I really do. But then I know it's conditioning, and then I look myself in the eye and I love who I've become. I'm a long, long way from the girl that couldn't hold her own gaze without feeling sick or vomiting. Yeah. I stand on that, I was going to say on the internet, but I don't stand on the internet. I stand on the beach and I'm all, in my knickers with Carly as she takes pictures for her brand, Lucky So and So, and I stand behind values, and I've got some of the most incredible friends in the business and in the world who see me. But that's because I see me. And so it's time. It's time to say goodbye to Adulting with Ebony and to step into something new. And the strategic part of me, the sensible part of me, was like, well, I've recorded most of season eight. And I've got a couple more. There are four in the bank. I've got two more recording this week. I've got three more guests who are ready to go. It'll be 12, 13 episode series, and then we'll wrap with season eight, and that will be perfect. Keep me going till the end of 2024, and we can tidily wrap up at the end of 2024 and then go into 2025 with something new. But that's not what this wants. It's not what my energy needs. It's not my heart and my gut are available for. They're done. And so, even though we have four incredible episodes, with a guest that this week I was so excited to share with you, I'm going to call it. And we're going to take a break. And I'm going to give myself some space. And so I don't know exactly when I'm going to be back, but I suggest that you make sure you're on my email list, that you follow me on Instagram, and also subscribe on YouTube, because I'm pretty sure that the new show, well, I know that the new show is going to be called Becoming Full of Yourself. I know that it will be on YouTube. I don't know whether I'm going to extend it out to anywhere else yet. So we'll see. If you are somebody who listens to the podcast and has done for years, or listens religiously now, and you prefer audio to the video, or you have a particular place that you listen, please let us know, because I'm trying to work out whether to carry on paying for Captivate and to host it on there, and to have it as a podcast as well, so it's audio only, or whether to only have it as a YouTube channel. And I think, I could definitely just do the audio only on my website. So I'd love your feedback. I'd love some feedback from those of you who are still listening. It's been an interesting ride, right? Because, like I said, right at the beginning, every single week I would get feedback. Every single week I would get people leaving reviews. Every single week we would see growth and more listeners coming through. And I know that was a different time, but I also it's it, there's something else going on, and I think it's the alignment. I think we're done, right? I still love Misfit to Maven. The program is the best thing that you could possibly need for your empowerment initiation. And these days, I'm hosting embodiment initiations and full self-expression initiations. And really, it's time to step into that self, well, that full self-expression initiation for myself now. And that looks like shifting this. So, and it kind of makes sense. The empowerment actually happened with the end of the business. So in 2021, the embodiment has been an ongoing thing, but has clicked in the last 6 months. And the full self-expression piece, we'll see, because there's a book in me, and I have not sent the proposal out, even though it's been sitting in my computer for a little while. So I'm going to do that this week. Things are shifting. And you can probably hear in my voice, I am a little sad. I'm also a little happy. It's an exciting place to be of like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to let go of Adulting with Ebony. I'm ready to take ownership of becoming full of myself and assisting you in becoming full of yourself. And I think that there's a couple of episodes that are actually in season eight that may very well pop up in the new format. But we'll see. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give myself a little space and time and not make a commitment or a promise to you right now of when the new whatever it is comes. It will be a new show. It will be some guests for sure. I've got, I could say, four in the bag for you, two incredible guests that I'm speaking to in 2 days, more lined up. And I'm really, really excited about those conversations. And I'm really excited to really hone in on the Kismet codes and becoming full of yourself. So stick with me. If you like, or if you have enjoyed the kind of embody your design stuff, if you've enjoyed the full self-expression stuff, the Kismet code stuff, if you are interested in seeing really what it looks like to go next level on potency, then stick around, because there is something brewing. I just don't know what it is yet. And I'm going to give myself a little time to enjoy creating it again. I would also love to keep all of the episodes that we've had so far and to rehouse them and to give them homes and to use some of the gems and content in there to create blogs or mashups. So we'll see. We'll see what's happening. But content has never been an issue. I think the issue from my end is streamlining it. And that is what the plan is from here. Yeah. So I'm going to leave it there because I don't think I have anything else to say other than the episodes that I have got for you are blumming exciting, and it feels a bit naughty and in a good way to withhold them and to keep them from you and to let you know when the new show is ready for you. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of content for you to listen to or watch that in the back catalogue or, across the places. And also, if there's anything that you would like me to really talk to, then please let me know. And what I do know is that with the YouTube channel, I want to keep coming full of yourself as an interview, as a conversation, and perhaps to talk about things myself. But then I also am going to have subsections of the YouTube to do Q&As, to look specifically at my take on the various gates, or on human design, or on astrology, or numerology, or on all of those pieces that I love to call the Kismet codes, and to unpack them for you, because I do have a unique and different insight and perspective on all of the things around, embodiment and the Kismet codes. So I love you. Thank you. And stay wild, stay true, be more you. Until next time.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I've been Ebony and you have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, and sharing so that more people can enjoy and engage with us. If you have not yet reviewed the show, please go over to whichever platform you listen to it on and leave us a review. To take the next step, if you want even more of me and, more importantly, more of you in your world, go to ebonyallard.com/welcome, join the mailing list, the Maven Haven, and maybe even get your compass. And I will see you next time.